Sparrows Point is starting to come back to life. The Southeast Baltimore County site was once the home of Bethlehem Steel, and now it's picking up new tenants. The Point's rebirth has been going on for more than a year, and WIPR's John Lee reports that there are already hundreds of jobs there, due in part to what the steelmaking giant left behind.
In the distance, off of Bethlehem Boulevard, you can hear the construction of the new FedEx warehouse at Sparrows Point, blending with the sound of the crickets hiding in the tall grass. Back in January, officials made the announcement that FedEx would be the first major tenant at the Point, with plans to build a distribution center. It's expected to open in the spring with about 150 employees. A few weeks ago, Under Armour said it was going to do that too, with about 1,000 employees expected. Michael Moore is the CEO for TradePoint Atlantic, which owns Sparrows Point. Moore says when the Under Armour plan went public, his inbox exploded with inquiries from businesses interested in the property. Moore told a conference sponsored by the Baltimore Business Journal that within 3 years, he expects there will be 3,500 jobs at Sparrows Point.
In addition to Under Armour, we have seven more announcements that we've written that are in the queue where we have letters of intent. We don't have signed leases.
But there are already about 770 jobs at the Point, some of them in four buildings left over from the Bethlehem Steel days, which have been rehabbed and reoccupied. Aaron Tamarchio is the Vice President of Corporate Affairs for TradePoint Atlantic. He says the companies in those buildings specialize in storing and shipping commodities.
And the products range from organic grains to metals that are sold on the London Metals Exchange.
And TradePoint Atlantic is taking advantage of something else from the old days. More than 100 miles of railroad on the site with connections to CSX and Norfolk Southern. Tamarchio says they are cleaning, maintaining, and storing rail cars for customers.
Either they're companies that make the product that those cars go in, or they're companies that just own rail cars that lease them out to companies that need them.
There are 3,100 acres at Sparrows Point. Some of the land was contaminated by steelmaking that happened there for more than a century. TradePoint Atlantic made an agreement with the Maryland Department of the Environment to clean it up. But while that's happening, TradePoint says much of the land is safe and can be leased now. Eric Gilbert is TradePoint's Executive Vice President of Development.
So we're doing our best to try to stay ahead of the market, make sure that we have property available when opportunities come. If you're not ready, they go somewhere else.
Gilbert was speaking last week at a meeting TradePoint had for people who live nearby so they know what's up. The area's economy was dealt a serious blow with the decline and closing of Bethlehem Steel. More than 30,000 people worked there in its heyday. Amy Menzer is the executive director of the Dundalk Renaissance Corporation. She says Dundalk is starting to see an economic turnaround. More homes are being built. Incomes are rising.
The closure of the steel mill was, a sad thing to have happen, but the flip side is people are looking ahead.
Speaking of looking ahead, e-commerce is probably going to be a bigger part of the Sparrows Point comeback than initially thought. That's what Under Armour plans to do there, and it's all about location. Officials say they are within a day's drive of 30% of the country's population, and they have the space for big warehouses. And since a typical e-commerce facility can employ more than 1,000 people, they say the eventual goal of 10,000 jobs in 10 years at Sparrows Point is achievable. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.